two quick points to make, and then we're going to get right to the calls. We've got calls and texts blown up wanting to talk about tankless water heaters, and we will. But real quick, for everyone that's on a tank water heater, we had mentioned rechanging the elements before, and we recommended that you drain the water heater. If you're replacing the heating element on an electrical tankless heater, make sure you fill it all the way back up before you turn it on, or you'll be going right back to the plumbing store and buying two more electrical heating elements.
Make sure you turn the breaker off before you start anything, for sure.
And then second,
or turn the gas off, whatever. You don't want those elements heating an empty tank.
No, no, no. It'll what they call dry fry the element, and they'll basically just it's like a light bulb going out. You turn it on and
beep, boop.
And then the copper pipe out of the top that doesn't have a shutoff valve on it, that is your pressure relief valve. And what that's designed to do, if the water heater ever malfunctioned and the thermostat didn't turn it off and the water started to heat up so much that it would boil and steam would build up, that pressure relief valve is kind of like, you know, bleeding the system. It allows that vapor to escape, or that boiling water, so your water heater doesn't explode.
Yeah, the TMP valve is very important, and we see a lot of do-it-yourselfers who neglect installing that correctly or putting that where it needs to go out so it meets code and stuff, and so very important. Yeah, don't forget that guy. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get to our callers, starting with first on the line was Darren. So first on air, welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you? Do we have Darren?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I have two questions for you.
Well, we only have one answer, so hopefully it'll answer both
one
questions.
Answer?
No, go ahead.
The first is, I've had my gas hot water heater for 13 years in my house, and it's not heating the water as well as it has in the past, but it still does pretty good for the two people that are in it. But I was considering going to a tankless hot water heater, but it seems like the installation cost of to go from a standard to a tankless are much, much higher, and I was wondering why.
Darren, thanks. Great question. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into the replumbing and routing of power for the tankless units. And so again, there's a lot of electrical work that needs to be done if you're going with an electric water heater, or again, the venting and things that need to happen with a gas tankless system. Yeah, it's just quality is cheaper in the long run, and definitely the systems are a little on the pricier side than what you would, you know, experience with a standard tank style system, but it's going to last you three times as long as well.
And when you're talking about the future, you know, new homes, you're going to see this as standard being built in.
Yes.
So they're going to be, you know, they're either going to have the proper wattage to the area or the proper gas size, and it's a lot easier to put the cost of a water heater in a 30-year mortgage.
Yes.
You know, you might add a buck extra a month over 30 years or whatever.
One of the other things I think, too, I think people are going and looking at the big box stores. They're looking at the ones that are just sitting on the shelf, and they're saying, well, hey, it costs that much here. Why so much of the markup? The reality is one size doesn't fit all. And so what we want to do is when we come in, we want to do a feasibility inspection. We want to take a look at your home, how many people live there, the size, the usage, and tailor a unit that's going to fit and meet your guys' needs. Really, the heartbreaking thing is when we get folks who go grab one off the shelf, spend a lot of money to get that in, and then still don't have enough hot water that's going to meet their needs because, again, they didn't customize that. Yeah.
And when you're doing a retrofit, going from an old to a new, the good news in that expensive cost of upgrading your power line or your gas line is you only have to do that once.
Yeah.
From that point, then it's just the water heater like it is right now.
Then it's plug and play, yeah.
So you only have that infrastructure upgrade cost once.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, next on the line is John and Chandler at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Listen, so I've got a couple of different stories about whether my electric water heater whether it's proper building code to put it on the floor or whether it actually has to be 18 inches off the floor in my garage. I'm hoping you can help me answer that.
To my understanding, it should be up if it's a gas. They want that airspace from the carbon emissions from your vehicle not to ever interfere with the pilot light. But electric, I think, can go just straight slab on grade.
That's what I believe as well, yeah.
With that said, I will tell you, they should all be put on a pedestal because it makes it so much easier to drain and clean and service.
A traditional tank water heater, you would think they would engineer and design that
hose bib on it
to not be so hard to get to when it's flat on the ground. But I think this is reason 396 now in the program to go tankless.
Yeah.